Wimber's Brian Costa opened the scoring early in the first, sending a 27-yard kick through the uprights with 10:34 remaining to give the South a three-point lead. That held under midway through the second when Northern Bedford's Adam Johnson capped off a 90-yard drive for the North with his first of three rushing touchdowns on the night. An extra point made it 7-3 North at that point. That lead was short-lived, however, as United Valley's Caden McCauley put the South back in front with a little over 2 minutes to go in the first half with a one-yard score. The North pushed the football down the field in the final 2 minutes and had the ball at the South four-yard line, but an errant pass by Northern Bedford's Ian Snyder was picked off by United Valley's Isaac Worthington, holding the South lead heading into halftime. Just as both teams returned for the third quarter, though, the heavens opened up and forced the game into a 55-minute rain and lightning delay. Play resumed around 9 o'clock, and the North made a statement in their first defensive drive of the third. Myersdale's Brady McKenzie blocked a punt that rolled out of the end zone for a safety, and it trimmed the South lead to 1. Johnson then capped off a 42-yard drive with a second touchdown of the game from 1 yard out. Chestnut Ridge's Nate Weisong then found Bishop McCourt's Shaquille Ferguson in the end zone for a two-point conversion to make it 17-10. The South used a little trickery in the fourth quarter as Windburst Tanner Barkley and Conemaugh Township's John Updike and Kyler Mozzie completed a Philly special to even the game at 17. Johnson then pushed the North ahead for good with 1:35 to go in regulation, carrying it in from 2 yards out to make it 24-17. The South had the ball one final time and faced a 4th-and-13 situation on their side of the field, but were stopped just shy of midfield after Purchase Line's Brock Small stuffed North Star's Connor Yoder 4 yards short of the chains.
Trips to the right. He drops back. Some pressure coming. Steps up. Going to keep the football. Running to his left. He's on his way, and he's hit before the line, and the North solidifies the win, and it's a Heritage Conference player with the final stop, Brock Small from Purchase Line, to seal the deal. Hit him 3 yards before the first down marker, and he seals the North's first win since 2021.
The North wins the 2024 Ken Lancey All-Star Classic over the South by a score of 24-17. This is Jake Slobodnik for your hometown radio station.